Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will start by introducing ourselves, so it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. It's an honor to be here with you. And Barbara, I just want to say that our seventh grandchild was born at 7:39 a.m. this morning. So Joseph Michael is here. Yes, so we have seven now, officially. I'm a little bit off-center here. You'll have to excuse me. But I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a conscious channel. I'm a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, Ascended Masters, the angels, my fur baby Ginger, and the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma, and at that time she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But it truly is a divine connection between Joan and myself, and she's left this door open, and those from the other side have walked through it, and in doing so, they've given me access to the most ironic and fascinating mixture of divine source as well. You know, with all of this, you know, and all the people that Joan seems to be pushing through the door, it provides me with the ability to really work and relate to so many different kinds of people. And prior to these beautiful life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement, but I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force that I belong to, as well as the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone. That's DC Love.
Well, thank you, DC. Well, I'm looking at your page on Facebook where you're announcing your grandchild. Congratulations. Yay. All right, I am the divinely appointed Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate body releasing practitioner, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. I help women and men of faith step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. I use my wisdom from divine guidance to help them gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and future opportunities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. They move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. From my many years of questioning and seeking truth, I have come to an understanding of unconditional love and how important it is in everyone's life. And now I stand in the power of unconditional love in everything that I do. This makes the session with me a safe place because nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page and there are Learn More buttons. The Learn More button under DC's picture will take you to DC's Facebook page, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that entire website. There is lots and lots there for you, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, now it is time for us to hear some messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have today would be a baby boy blessing. You are a little miracle, our beautiful baby boy. We pray you'll feel so safe and loved, surrounded by our joy. For we are blessed to hold you close and feel your beating heart, the little life we hope beautiful you are. We raise our hearts safe and safe, for you are little. May God surround you as you wake and as you sleep, and may you grow to live in love and play your little part in this world. May your light never be put out. And with that being said, we have Archangel Raphael coming in. Greetings, beloved. It is I, Archangel Raphael, who come before you today. I am the angel of healing, as well as the supreme healer in the angelic realm. You can call upon me when you are in need of physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual healing. And when you do, know that I will be right by your side. I am honored to be here today and be present during Morning with Jesus. Please be open now to the miraculous healing, love, and light that are here with you. May you feel the healing presence bestowed upon you at this time and be open to the healing that is available. You may see a beautiful emerald green ray that begins to surround you. Welcome this energy and feel this omnipotent, beautiful ray beginning to spread throughout every fiber of your being. And it continues, and it goes throughout every area of your life that is in need of healing. Allow this energy now on every level. I ask that you join your heart with mine as I take you under my wing. And as this healing energy is being transmitted, please take a deep breath, set your intention. This energy is filled with the healing that you are seeking and is for the greatest good of all. Allow it to be absorbed close to your body. You may feel it now. It is entering the top of your head and proceeding downward through your shoulders, chest, your arms. Now it's reaching your hands. It enters your lower body and extremities all the way down to your feet. Every cell of your body is now filled with this loving, healing energy. Allow this energy to align with the healing that you seek. Let go of any expectations. Open to this divine experience. Enjoy this loving. Any concerns that you have are now being addressed. You will receive the answers to the questions you have in regard to your health. Be open to the divine assistance you will receive. Any unused energy will exit through your feet and will go all the way down to Mother Earth. Feel this. Notice the sensations that you are now feeling. Your body may begin to tingle or feel warm. You may even have an overall peace. Just relax and allow this energy to flow through you. You may feel a release occurring as well. Allow this love to permeate every cell of your body. As above, so below. I am Archangel Raphael. I hope that you've enjoyed that beautiful little healing that Archangel Raphael wanted to bring forth for everyone. I'm so honored that he came in. Okay. I'm just busy. Like I said, Barbara, I'm a little off-center here.
That's okay.
My son messaged me at 7:22 this morning and said that Robin was in labor. And then, you know, 7:39 he said, little Joseph is here. So I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That one's fast.
Yes. Goodness, I couldn't even go through a drive-thru and get a Happy Meal that fast. Okay, so Mother Mary thought that there was a beautiful healing with Archangel Raphael, but she too wants to come in. And she's offering some healing as well with her divine healing presence. And she doesn't come in alone. She's coming in with the beautiful goddess Kuan Yin. And she's saying, my beloved, I am here with you. And I'm also here with Kuan Yin. She too is here to share her energy of compassion and mercy. She has lived on earth for many lifetimes, and she is known for bringing miracles. So whatever concerns, you know, that aren't addressed are going to be addressed presently. And Mother Mary and Kuan Yin also offer us this beautiful, miraculous healing. And it is filled with love. And it has nothing to do with your religion or your spiritual background. It is for everyone. So for a couple of seconds, please just close your eyes again and begin to breathe in slowly and take a few deep breaths. You're going to feel this life force begin to fill your body. Breathe in this radiant, loving energy. And again, if you haven't set your intention, you can set it with the divine feminine energy that is around you, as well as balancing your male and female energy. So on the out breath, if there's any tension, please release it. Release any stress, any dis-ease, as well as any negative energy that may be stored within your cells. You're becoming aware now of all that no longer serves you. All energy that has blocked you in the past is fading away. On each in-breath, you feel love and peace replacing that negative energy. And you do feel a beautiful sense of calm come over you. And you begin to notice that your heart center is expanding. It's filling with love as well as divine joy. You are enlightened, you are inspired, and you are uplifted. All emotional burdens are being released. You feel a beautiful healing light permeating every center body. And you now radiate with God's love and glory. Please place your hand on your heart and feel your heart overflowing. You breathe in and embrace the love and light that is surrounding you. Mother Mary and Kuan Yin both hold you in their loving embrace. A beautiful white rose is placed within your heart. Kuan Yin helps you to change your frequency of love as she places beautiful rays of pink and green colors within your heart as well, helping you to have compassion and love yourself, everyone who witnesses your divine energy. You are now in the frequency of unconditional love, and you will remain there always. You are able to see every living being now through the eyes of divine love. And your heart now radiates with love and light so brightly that you now shine on those that are near and as well as those that are far. As your heart beats, love radiates outwards and it surrounds everyone. You, beloveds, are a sacred source of divine love that is here right now to heal our beautiful planet. I love you, Mother Mary and Kuan Yin. And Barbara, that's what I have for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages.
Okay, now it is time for me to channel Jesus. I knew it was time for something. Okay. Here we go. Here is what Jesus wants to say to us now. My beloved ones, do not despair. I say this because so often people reach that stage in their life where they think that there is no hope. There is nothing that can be done to make their life better. They are afraid that they are stuck in whatever kind of situation they are in and give up. This actually serves a purpose. For one thing, it stops you from fighting, because when you are fighting against something, you are actually empowering what you are fighting against. But we don't want you to go into despair. You can simply surrender. You can simply say and mean what you say. I surrender. And you can call on whatever deity you believe in when you are making the surrender. And if you are an atheist and don't believe in any deity, then you can simply say, I surrender. When you do, you are letting go. You are letting go of the problem. You are letting go of the solution. You are letting go of the circumstances and the situations and everyone involved. That is what surrender is about. It's letting go so you can get out of the way. So surrendering is not some weakness or some negative thing that you don't want to do. It's actually very empowering. It's actually clearing the energy around whatever the situation is so that you can move into a new energy. An energy where you are accepting the support and love and guidance that is always there for you. So instead of going into despair and desperation and all of those other things which pull you down, say, I surrender. And mean it when you say it. Truly, let it go. And you will find new opportunities, new insights popping into your mind, into your life, in new and unexpected ways. Because when you stop fighting, you actually start listening. So remember that as you are moving through your day, as things are happening, as you are becoming upset, let it go. Just surrender. Take a few deep breaths and see what message comes to you. Because you are never alone. And we are always, always guiding you. You are loved. And you do deserve it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with us today.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, Barbara.
My pleasure. Okay, we are now at the part of the show. Oh, go ahead.
I have to tell you, it's really funny. I had to get a new phone because with Mercury in retrograde, you know, that just left us recently, my phone almost like sort of exploded. The back of it just flew off and broke. The battery flew out. So I felt like it was the universe saying, you know what, it's time to buy a new cell phone. So I had it held together with a rubber band. I had to purchase one, whether I wanted one or not. And I couldn't get it, like, to connect with the network, and it was, like, almost like 2 hours. And finally, there was an earth angel that came in and helped, and guess what her name was?
What?
Barbara. I said, oh, my goodness, of course it's Barbara. And I went and I told her all about my beautiful friend named Barbara, and I said, you know, as soon as I heard you say your name was Barbara, I knew everything was going to be okay.
Oh, how wonderful.
She had beautiful, just like you. It was just like so amazing. Oh, my goodness. So really amazing.
Oh, good.
Said her
name. I'm glad she was there to help.
I was like, it was, oh, my gosh, I have this new phone and I can't connect it. It won't connect. It was terrible. My goodness. But I want to tell everybody, Barbara, that we have a totem animal around everyone, and it's the woodpecker. And it comes in. It's tapping into everyone's awareness. And it's saying, you know, it's your heads. So just as the woodpecker speaks to hammer out, maybe for we too can use our solution to the barriers that we see around us. So the woodpecker has come in today.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Okay, so we are now at the point where we take questions from callers, whether you have a question or you just want a message, whatever it is that's going through your mind and your life right now. So be sure you have pressed the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board and we know who to call on. So we will go to our first caller from my favorite number, 1111111111. Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Hi,
Akansha.
How are you both?
Doing
we are
good,
doing huh? good. So what's up with you?
I've spent the whole week coughing and releasing after our last call, and I don't even know what I released.
Okay, and is it important for you to know what you believe?
No, it's not important. It's just that I still can feel it shifting and stuff moving. But this week has been really eventful in the sense of letting things go. And the new thing that has come up for me is I have actually met someone who I think I like, but I'm so scared of rejection, and I'm pretty sure so is he, that none of us do anything about it.
Oh, you have such interesting experiences when it comes to meeting someone special for your life. Well, let's see what kind of messages. Let's see what kind of messages we're getting about this. So, DC, what are you getting for Akanksha?
Akanksha, I'm seeing little hearts all around you, and I hope that you're loving yourself and putting yourself first, because I'm getting, you know, you put that out first, and the lover about it. So I'm, you know, I'm asked to find you to be optimist, okay, and expect a perfect loving partner your way really, really soon.
Okay,
so make sure that you're, like you said, you're loving, making room in your life and in your heart. Right off.
Yes.
And then I see it like,
hello?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, now I can hear you. You're breaking a bit.
Okay, yes. I was hearing like horns and different things. That's not me. I'm inside. Okay, so the angels are saying, they're sort of like sending you signs. Okay, they're saying the signs are right there. Just, you know, look around. And everything that you're asking, they're answering for you, okay? They're saying, oh, my gosh, you're doing that. So, and are with other side.
You see, you're breaking up.
No.
You see, are you there?
Barbara, I'm here, but I'm hearing horns, and it sounds like you know, like out in the middle of like New York.
Oh yes, but
I
can hear the horns are from my side.
Yeah, she's out in the nightlife of Bombay, so, but you see,
okay. She's
breaking up.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, can you hear me now a little bit better, I'm hoping?
Yeah, but you will talk, and then you will disappear, and then you'll come back. So that's our problem. It's just like you disappear every now and then.
Would you like me to call right back in, Barbara? I can hang up and call back in.
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay.
Okay, let's give her a minute to call back in. And you realize that this is all a part of what you've asked for in your life. You know, you wanted the freedom, you wanted to be happy. The versatility.
Yes.
And you're getting it. So great.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I know, but it's too much of versatility, I feel. I mean, it's just so much of mixed experience. It's just that, oh my God, do I like it or not like it? And later on, I'm sometimes like, no.
Well, you can refine it. That's okay. All right, DC, you're back now. So talk. So let's see if we can hear you.
Okay, can you hear me? Can you hear me now, Barbara?
Yes, I can.
Yes.
Okay, because I can barely hear you guys. I don't know why.
Oh, I can hear you.
Yeah,
okay,
we can hear you fine.
Okay, well, you guys are really low. As long as you can hear me. I'm getting just a lot of synchronicities happening for you right now. There's going to be coincidences. And if you're not listening and you're not paying attention, everything is going to get louder and louder. You know, it's going to sound louder than where you are presently. So know that you have all the guidance needed. And this is a beautiful time for you. It's sort of like an amazing time where a new chapter is being written. And it's just going to be so heartfelt. I'm seeing rainbows, and the sun is shining, and like I said, hearts all around you. So please, you know that you don't have to figure it all out right now. You simply just have to trust, okay? And know that you're going to meet that special someone soon. You're on the right path. and just surrender and allow the angels and your guides to really come in and help you, okay? And just trust and just love, okay? So that's what I have. I hope that I feel a little sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DC, are you still talking, or did you finish?
I'm finished talking, Barbara, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't hear you guys. It's just hard to hear you.
Okay. Well, we were able to hear you that time, so that's good.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. God bless.
Okay, Akansha, here is what I'm getting from Jesus. Beloved, you have asked for your life to change, and your life has changed. And now you get to decide what you want to improve on those changes. You asked to experience a variety of potential mates. And you have done that. You ask to have the courage to stand in your power, and you are learning that. So all of this is part of you receiving what you have asked for. So enjoy it. Allow yourself to have fun with what you are experiencing. It's not a matter of you choosing the right person right this minute, otherwise your life will go to hell in a handbasket. It's about you opening up to having fun, to meeting new people, to having new experiences, to learning the truth of who you are. And that is what is happening. So let go of the belief that it has to be the way that it used to be, or that you should be afraid because it's not what you expect. Let go of all of that and start living in the moment. And accepting what is there for you. We are with you. You are not going through this alone. You are loved. You are valued. And you are protected. And we want you to have fun. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Yes.
So now all you have to do is have fun, right?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I did hear the message. Yes, I'm there. I can hear the message. I heard the whole message.
Okay, great.
But it feels like you are... Yeah, I can hear you. I cannot hear DC.
I don't think she's talking right now.
But, yes, I just wanted to thank you, as always.
And now you get to go and have fun.
Yes, I will. And hopefully my throat will be more clearer after tomorrow. Oh, no, today for us.
Yes, I'm sure it will. It does keep getting better.
Yes. So, thank you, both of you.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Have a wonderful night.
Yes.
Bye-bye. Okay. DC, you are still there, right?
I'm here.
Okay, I can hear you. Okay. And we will go to our next caller from another one of my favorite numbers, 111111111. Hi, who's this?
It's funny you hear the guy say, "You're unmuted." Okay, I may speak now. Greatest rising to both of you all.
Hello, Queen. It is so good to hear your voice.
Well, I thank you. I heard you call yourself the divinely appointed one, so I'll go with what you want to be called, what you're calling yourself at the moment, and the magical DC love. What's up, ladies?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Congratulations, Grandma. Another one.
Thank you. Lucky,
to Earth.
Yes, lucky number seven. Lucky number seven, yeah?
Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Well, so you must be doing something right because you're really manifesting some marvelous things here. And the angels are congratulating you. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Don't lose your focus. And, you know, keep all that you're doing, but keep doing it because there's more blessings coming your way. So you're doing an amazing job. It's totally beautiful.
Okay, just to
me,
I accept that.
Yes. Oh, my
gratitude.
Gosh. But you know what? I'm getting that you need a little bit more relaxation. Are you on the go a little bit too much?
No, I relax a lot. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, maybe it's just, maybe it's mentally clean. Maybe it's not like a physical relaxation. Maybe it's just mentally that you've got to let go of things for a while, you know, like whatever project or whatever you're working on, and just take some time just to, like, really, like, do something beautiful for you, okay, to, like, nourish your soul, okay, and to create, create some space for the universe to bestow upon you what you've been waiting for, because I'm getting, like, your dreams are coming, they're coming really soon, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop now, because your miracle is almost here. Okay, so it's really, really exciting. And I'm getting, you know, the universe is sending in, you know, people to help you. I mean, I don't know, you know, what's going on, but I'm getting, like, there's going to be helpful people coming in as well.
Yay.
Yeah. So they're coming in. You're not alone. They're going to come in. They're going to help you. And they're just going to, you know, help you to have, like, your dreams, you know, come in a little bit quicker. And you've got to make sure that you're really, like, doing something beautiful for yourself, nurturing yourself a little bit. Okay? And don't be surprised as you're relaxing that these beautiful, brilliant ideas start popping into your head. Okay? So it's really productive to just, you know, to take a little break, relax, and just think about you. You're going to get the clarity that you're looking for. But I am getting, Ginger's coming in, and she's showing me a pair of glasses that she's putting on you, Queen. They're safety glasses. And she's saying that your chakras are a little bit out of balance. And she's calling in Auntie Barbara and Archangel Michael to really help you to balance those chakras. And then take some time for yourself. Like I said, to nurture yourself, to heal, to get your priorities into order is what she's saying. Okay? So she's saying, like, you know, I don't know if you have, like a calendar or a date book, but she's saying start scheduling, you know, some time just for you. And don't be rushing around. Just, you know that you deserve this time to really help get balanced, okay? So she's asking, you know, Auntie Barbara and Archangel Michael is present to help you to really balance those chakras, okay?
All right, Grandma.
Thank you.
Okay, Queen, are you ready for Archangel Michael to use his special chakra cleaning fluid and to get your chakras all nice and sparkly and turning perfectly? Okay, so he is pouring it now through your crown chakra, and he is moving down through all of your chakras. And it's just clearing out anything that doesn't need to be there, bringing them back into balance, opening them up, spinning them the right direction, and giving you the freedom to actually be you. Okay, and that will work as long as it needs to work in order for your chakras to be completely cleared. All right, so Jesus wants to know if you had a question.
I do. In the form of a comment, which will lead to the question, or maybe I'll phrase it as a question. I'll see how my unmuted self will speak. I love it. I have been blessed and willing to receive the teachings of a very special marketing person. I had no idea when I started, when the door opened for me to connect with her, that it would lead to this. But that's how life can be, full of surprises. And with that said, I've learned a lot about how to move through the internet, the webbing of the internet in a lot of different ways, and watching how she packages herself, how she just a lot of things. And I would just like to know, because it's, for me, it's a different mindset than being an artist and a creative person in the way that I have been, but it's also showing me that this is the way down the yellow brick golden road that I am traveling. So with all that said, I just put that out there to see whatever comes forth from my saying that.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say. Beloved one, you are being given the opportunity to expand your knowledge, but you realize it. You are opening up to doing things in different ways. Now, we are not saying that you need to invest all of your time in marketing now, because that is definitely not the truth. But it is about being aware of the impact that marketing can have on your sales, on your product. But this is not the only way that people are connecting with who you are and what you have to offer. You already know that there's always the connection from the love that you are radiating out into the world, from the energy of the things that you are creating that is also out there in the world. So let this marketing be just one little aspect of what you can potentially do. It is not something we want you to give your total focus on, because your focus is on creating. Your focus is on creating that wonderful space where people can come and they can learn and they can be themselves and accept themselves, because they will see that you are being yourself and accepting yourself. So never stop being you, no matter what. And you will find that that is actually the most effective marketing that you will ever find, because it is radiating that energy out into the world. And people are connecting with that energy. They are connecting with you. It's not about what you've written. It's not about what you've said. It's about who you are being. That is the most important part. Always has been, and it always will be. But no matter what you are doing, be the love that you are.
Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Okay, you know, I found that a little paradoxical in my worldly mind, that it's not about what you've written, it's not about what you said, it's about the love that you put out into the world, but is not, from my perspective, that's a combination of who I am, my words, my all of it. So it's a combination of me.
Yes, it is a combination of you, but the most important part for everyone is who they are being. Because there are people who say things and do things that really are not who they are being. And it's being in alignment and making sure that what you say and what you do is in alignment with who you are being. That is how you become powerful
That is how you have those amazing connections. That is how your life flows.
Okay. Got that. The truth will let me be free. My truth will let me be free. Got it. Okay. Clarity received and accepted. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Oh, and I'm hearing that you're supposed to get busy, although I don't know what it is you're supposed to get busy doing.
Well, I'm working on my books, and I'm doing, as I said on the call, our prosperity call, our wealth call. I'm using my voice to read the words I've already written, and as I'm listening to my voice, I can hear what needs to go. Okay, that's missing. That goes there. I can move. I'm moving stuff around, and it's becoming, you know, wake up in the morning, and this is what I'm going to do. So that's it. That's it. My books, and even as I'm talking now, I got this big smile on my magnificent body temple. My whole body temple is smiling. And that energy. So, for me, that's what I need to get busy on, and
wonderful.
Keep activating and bring forth to the world through me. I'm excited.
Wonderful.
I'm very excited. So, thank you all once again.
You are welcome. It is our pleasure.
And mine to receive, and namaste until we meet again.
Namaste. Okay. And we are moving to the caller from area code 772. Hi.
Hello. Hi, this is Martha.
Hello, Martha. What can we do for you today?
Well, I am in process of healing masculine cells, masculine issues, and my father is a little bit of a mystery, you know, still. So I don't know if you have any information, any input on healing that part of my past.
Okay. Let's see what kind of messages DC is getting for you.
Okay. Hi, Barbara. I couldn't hear the caller. Could you repeat what her question was?
Sorry?
This is Martha, and she is looking for some clarity about her relationship with her father and healing that relationship.
Okay. Martha, it's very nice to connect with you, hon. This is DC. The first thing that I'm getting is you just got to accept every part of your life as it is right now, okay? And this is going to allow you to move forward and to heal. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah.
So, you know, acceptance is really what's going to help you to, you know, to go forward and heal everything. And, you know, everything may not have been as you wanted it to be, but Jesus is coming in, Mother Mary is coming in, the angels, and they're saying, Martha, we love you. And they want you to, you know, affirm that you love yourself. They're asking that you put your hand over your heart and say, Martha, I love you.
Can
you do that now with me?
Yes.
I accept you.
I love you. I accept you.
I honor you.
I honor you.
And do you feel that beautiful love that they're sending and that you're, you know, that you're giving to yourself as well?
Mm-hmm.
It's so beautiful. And, you know, we've got to accept others the way that they are. We can't, you know, we can only, you know, change ourselves. We can't change anyone else. And you've got to remember that your true Father is in heaven. And He's shining His beautiful light and love upon you and your relationship with your earthly father, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a lot of emotions that are down, like way down deep. Okay, and you're asked to let them come up, let them surface, and, you know, bless them to the power to inform, but let them go. Don't hold anything in. There may be some painful memories that you sort of, like, all of a sudden remember,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you've got to release, like, any kind of negative patterns that you've been holding on to, because as I'm speaking to you, Martha, my heart feels so heavy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus and Mother Mary are with you, and they're helping you to heal and to release, you know, your father, you know, and whatever occurs so that you can be free, okay?
Yes.
So I'm going to invite Barbara in right now to come in with Jesus, and we're going to do a little bit of a healing. You know what? We're not going to focus on the reason. We're going to focus on, you know, getting rid of all this heaviness, because it doesn't serve you. You don't need to hold on to this, Martha. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Martha. We are going to make statements to your innate body, and you can consider that your spiritual consciousness if you want to define it. I will make a statement, and then you will repeat out loud what I have said. Each statement will start with "Dear innate." That's to let our innate body know that we are talking to it. Okay, so here is the first statement. Dear.
I couldn't hear you.
Dear innate, I release the heaviness.
Dear innate, I relieve the heaviness. Relieve
dear
the
innate,
heaviness.
I relieve.
Dear innate, I relieve the heaviness.
The negativity.
The negativity.
Dear innate, I release my father.
Dear innate, I release my father.
Dear innate, I release not knowing.
Dear innate, I release not knowing.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Dear innate, I release myself.
Dear innate, I release masculine energy.
Dear innate, I release masculine energy.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, I release the sadness.
Dear innate, the despair.
I couldn't hear you. I'll repeat, I couldn't hear you. Mm-mm.
Did you hear?
No, you're cutting off.
Okay. Dear innate, release the...
I couldn't hear the last piece.
The last word there.
Dear innate, I release. I don't know what you said.
Okay. Innate, I forgive my father.
I forgive my father.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive myself.
Dear innate, I forgive mankind.
Dear innate, I forgive mankind.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Dear innate, I let it all go.
Take a nice deep breath. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's you. I feel that there is that energy that wants to flow out, you know, and there is the resistance that a part of me has because I want to know why, I want to understand, you know, like the mind wanting the reasons, the explanations, the making sense of what happened, and then the heart just knowing that it had to, you know, that whatever happened, and I can sort of accept the lessons instead of the reasons, you know.
Yeah, that's an important aspect of letting go, is letting go of the need to analyze it, because that doesn't actually help you. It keeps you stuck in what you're letting go of. You can't let it go as long as you're thinking about it. So when you open your heart and you just forgive, then you're letting go, and there's nothing more to it.
Yeah.
So your guidance is encouraging you to open your heart.
Wow, yeah. And it feels like because I've done a lot of healing with my mother issues as well, and it's been a different kind of healing. It seems like, as you say that, I understand that this healing with my father is different. It requires me to step in a different direction, to stand in a different space within myself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's requiring that you open your heart and that you just come from that love.
Yes, which is very different from the process I did with my mother. So I can see what you said about releasing the not knowing, you know.
Yeah. Because otherwise you'll drive yourself crazy.
Yeah, and the thing is that I believe that, me, you know, because I am stepping in a new territory. Of course, that's the only way we grow, right? If we are into something new, otherwise we're repeating the same thing. So as I'm stepping in new territory, I don't know, and not knowing is the good sign, you know, like it's the sign of something new. Of course, if I don't know, then it's a new territory, and me trying to fit it into something old or previous is not going to work. Like, that's where I'm going to drive myself crazy, is trying to fit it into a pattern of healing that I've used in the past. So,
exactly.
I see. And it's not so... It's different, yes. And I want to know if my heart, because sometimes I feel such vibration in my heart, such a strong palpitations that I get a little scared about my heart, you know. That I don't know if it's just my energy, my chakra opening, or if it's something else.
I get that it's about opening up your heart. So, you know, you can say something like, "Dear Innate, I open my heart." And that really gives you the freedom to be in that energy of love that is already there. And you are opening up more and more to it.
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, your guidance says you're really good, and that this really is going to have, it's kind of like you're at a turning point, so expect things to change in a good way, okay?
I will.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much.
All right. You are so welcome, sweetheart, and feel free to come back and talk to us again if you need to, okay?
Thank you, I will.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, DC, we have dealt with every caller that had their hand up.
Beautiful. Beautiful, Barbara. I'm sitting here and I'm trying to see, I can't figure out how to raise the volume on my phone.
Well, now the call's almost over, so you're all right.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Well, I'm just thankful. At least I got rid of the noise, whatever the noise was. Oh my goodness. I think it was just Joan and Ginger having a party.
You never know. Okay, do you have any final words that you want to say to everyone?
I just thank all our listeners and the people that have called in. Without you guys, we wouldn't have this beautiful show. And I'm just so, you know, blessed to have you to be with me here on this beautiful show every, you know, Tuesday and Thursday morning. Barbara, I thank you.
Well, it is my pleasure and my honor, so I'm very happy about it, too. All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening, and we hope that you go forward and have a wonderful, magical, incredible day, and we will be back on Thursday. We send you lots and lots of love. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.